and the summer of 42, the summer knows. And then you had Nelson Riddle saluting the music of Michel Legrand. And I will wait for you. 7 minutes now past 10 o'clock. It's Radio Leinster 406. Welcome on into the mid-morning program for a Thursday morning. And here's Sammy Davis Jr. And he left his heart in San Francisco.
San Francisco, high on a hill, it calls to me to beware little cable cars, climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog don't care, my love waits there in San Francisco, above the blue and windy sea. When I come home, dear San Francisco, your golden sun will shine for me. San Francisco, your golden sun will shine for me.
Taking up a new sport or trading in that old set of golf clubs, then go no further than Elvery's. Elvery's have the largest and latest selection of golf clubs, tennis rackets, keep fit, and general sports equipment in Europe. So whether it's indoor or outdoor, Elvery's have it. At Suffolk Street, Calbrew Street, George Street in Leary, and Galway. Elvery's for all sports.
The nights are closing in and it's time to get nice and cozy for winter. But you don't have to stay at home. At the Lamb Doyle restaurant, we can wrap you up in a warm and friendly atmosphere in beautiful surroundings that keep those wet and windy nights at bay. All this and your choice from our excellent select menu, cooked by our experienced chef, Liam Delaney, can only mean a night to remember. We're open Tuesday to Saturday from 6 p.m. with last orders at 11. Booking is not essential, but preferred at 988127. Ring day or evening. The Lamb Doyle Restaurant, Sandyford.
Have a happy day with music all the way.
406 metres medium wave and 93 VHF. Radio Leinster at the heart of what's happening with music, news and information all day, every day. And you're listening to David Baker in the morning with music that suits you best.
Teased and made me cry. day you walked out that door. You filled my life with empty space. Come back, can't you see it's you I'm waiting for?
...1970, the year for Diana Ross, and I'm still waiting at a quarter past ten. And we're still taking your telephone calls for our controversial phone-in quiz. We've got our engineer out here with an encyclopedia claiming that the answer I've got is wrong. Well, I'm convinced he's wrong. But anyway, what was the earliest metal used by civilized man? If you think you know, 983251, 983251. And here's Ray Warley now. This is Rupert Holmes, and he's telling us all about the story of him. And we say hi now to Nick Nevins in Furhouse, and also hi to your wife, I think it's Bernadette. So we say hi to Nick and also to Bernadette and the two children. No, David's one of them anyway. Good name, that. And we say hi to you. And I believe today, by the way, we omitted to say that today is Hank Marvin's birthday. 41 today. 41 years of total excellence in the world of, well, guitars and things like that. So it's Hank Marvin's 41st birthday today, and I believe another member of the Shadows, Brucey Welch, is celebrating his birthday next Tuesday. So, you never know, we may get around to playing some records by the Shadows, a band who, at the moment, well, we're not hearing very much about them, but in the olden days, they were the top band around. But now, nothing. And here's another lady that isn't around anymore, Nancy Wilson.
Spring will come and grass will grow. The brooks will hum with melted snow. If love is good to me, clouds will cry and rain will fall. The earth will sigh and drink it all. If love is good to me, blue above me, just as long as Mother Nature makes you love me. Leaves will fall from winter's chill, and I'll recall the summer thrill that once you gave to me. This all could be if love is good to me. If love is good to me, if love is good to me, there always will be skies of blue above me. Just as long as Mother Nature makes you love me, leaves will fall from winter's chill, and I'll recall the summer thrill that once you gave to me. These wondrous things each year depend on you, my dear. This all could be if love is good to me.
If Love Is Good To Me, that's Nancy Wilson there with a rather lovely piece of music. Now, our phone-in quiz, if you could ring us in, you've got about 4 minutes to do so. What was the earliest metal used by civilized man? Now, the answer I have down here, we'll tell you what that is in about 5 minutes. But our engineer here is coming in with books, and he's coming in and describing what's right and what's wrong. And it's more like a history lesson. It's like being back at school here. And, still convinced I'm right, because the questions we get are from people of the highest standard. So, we'll give you the answer in around about 10 minutes' time. But your last chance to ring is 983251. Love to hear from you. What a difference a day made now. And the latest person to release this piece of music was Esther Phillips in 1979.
Problems? Sample Roofing Company will fix it. Tiled, slates, valleys, gutters repaired or replaced. For advice and free estimates, phone 781070. Sample Roofing Company on Dublin 781070.
Your property is your biggest investment and your greatest asset. Make property decisions with the new Irish Property News, Ireland's first exclusive property paper. Get the Irish Property News for prices, finance, investments, what's selling, where and for what. Objective and independent. The Irish Property News.
Out every Thursday.
No.
laid back, that type of sound. That's Imagination. And In the Heat of the Night. And our phoning quiz now, lines are now closed. The question we asked was, what was the earliest metal used by civilized man? And we won't bring in our engineer to give the answer, because he'll give the wrong one. The answer, of course, was bronze. And quite a lot of people said tin, lead and copper and things like that, but it was indeed bronze. So we're told by a reliable source. And the entrance this morning with James Gibney of Skerries, Eddie Ryan of Ballybrack, Mary Quinn of Rathfarnham, John White of Ballymun, Mrs. Cullen of Glasnevin, Tommy Markey of North Wall, Mrs. Byrne of Talla, Mary Cavanagh of Bagot Street, Mary Gangley of Fox Rock, John Kelly of Sandyford, Barry McLinn of Temple Ogue, Bernadette Cavanagh of Ballymun, Larry Coyle of Terran Europe, Patrick Brophy of Ring's End, Joe Kenneth of England South, a person who didn't want to give their name or area, Francis Markey of North Wall, David Doyle of Ballantyre, Christopher Brown of Ardilly Estate, Betty Brogan of Rathfarnham, Sheila Marr of Dundrum, Michael McCormack of Finglas, Bridget Lamb of Dorky, Theresa Murphy of Dunleary, Thomas Dean of Coolock, Anne O'Connor of Stillorgan, Mrs. Agnes Conlon of Sutton, Raymond Colgan of Temple Ogue, Mary Tate of Dunleary, Deirdre Farrell of Temple Ogue, and Colm Anderson of Ardilly Estate. And we have a request, by the way, for Tom and Mary who are listening in Ardilly Estate. So we say hi to all of you. Those are the list of the entrants. We'll give you the name of the winner after this piece of music from Jack Jones. And he says, come rain or come shine. And how true.